Hello, everybody.
What's up, Pri?
This is Eliza, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are Annika and Eliza.
We are Eliza,
that is.
We are Eliza and Annika.
Together, we are Eliza and Annika.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep going. Let's keep this up. I'm trying to figure out how to use the board and stuff.
We have a very, very special episode
for you
today.
So real. One that has a very distinct, clear theme that makes a lot of sense.
I haven't seen what you added to the playlist. I'm excited.
A bunch of random stuff, including first song, which I'll start playing so we can get ourselves oriented. This is In a Good Way by Faye Webster. Do you know this song?
I do.
Okay, awesome. Well, it slaps. Here we go.
I didn't know that you were right in front of me until I looked up.
Okay. Oh, we're on.
And we're on.
And what if we
is mic two working?
What if we all talk?
Guest in the stew.
No, it's not working.
It's not great. Wait, you can share it with Annika.
Oh, no, now it's just toward me. We gotta
it's gotta be a collaborative effort.
You can turn the mic when you...
Wait, what? Like, oh, like... It's so inconvenient. Why wouldn't we just put it here?
Okay, this is going well. This is going good. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I guess so. I guess I'm a special guest. I don't know. I kind of just stuck around.
I'm sorry. The reason mic 2 isn't working is because I didn't turn it on. Wait,
try it now. That's great. That's wonderful.
Okay, go team. Yay. I'm killing the soundboard. I'm doing the stuff. Anyway, sorry. I totally cut you off. Continue.
Yeah. So, I guess I don't know. I wasn't supposed to be a special guest, but now I am.
But here we are.
I stuck around. what can I say? I like to chat. I like to engage in conversation, and sometimes that leads you to fun places.
That's like so radio
special
show
guesting.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm Spencer, by the way.
Hi, Spencer.
I host Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat with my friend Hannah. It's the show before this one.
Yeah.
4 p.m.
Except Spencer has there's every week, and we have ours.
Not every week.
Every other week.
Eliza and I haven't had a show together in a month because I didn't come to the last.
This is what sucks about having a show every other week is that you miss one and it's like you just don't do it anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
No, last week was good because then I got to.
Last week was good because you were in here.
Because I was gonna say because I learned how to use the board, but as we have learned so far today, I do not know how to use the board. So clearly, it didn't go that well.
I hear us. I think it sounds great.
Thank you. We also have some live music bumping in the background.
Yeah, can you hear it or not?
I feel like I can hear it.
Sounds like Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Wait, really? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, comment in the DJ chat if you can hear the music.
Yeah, wait.
I've never used the DJ chat.
Eliza wants to use the DJ chat.
Yeah, I do. So everybody use it somehow. I don't.
It's just on the website. It's really easy to access.
Come chat with us.
Chat us.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait. Sorry, that really caught me off guard. What if we switch to like a advice show where people like chat in their questions about life?
Anonymous advice.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I was watching Frasier again.
Yes.
He's like a radio show advice host.
You're just like him. Oh, wait. That's so real. Yeah. Okay, so we can be just like him.
Us your problems. Or what if we like went on like archives of a like an advice column in a magazine and we resolve
but it's like old-timey problems.
Yeah.
It's like the penny candy store started charging
two
nickel.
Pennies.
Well,
obscene
we can tackle
prices
those. Yeah, exactly. Really? So true.
My gramophone isn't working anymore.
But like we have to read all of them in like the what is it, the transatlantic accent where it's like, see here. See here, my gramophone is I guess I
no, you don't. That's good.
Thank you. Oh, this is a bit of a we're off to a bit of a disjointed start.
Ashley's FaceTiming me. I can't take that.
Ashley, stop.
Ashley, no.
Ashley, you're interrupting an important business procedure.
Yeah, you're interrupting this very important conversation that we're having right now.
Yeah.
She's at Costco.
Shouts out Costco.
Shouts out. I've never been in a Costco.
I don't think truthfully. I have either.
I have.
I think it's not as big of a New York thing, right?
Where are you from, Spencer?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Is there a lot as opposed to the other Chicago?
Chicago, Texas.
Yeah. Are there a lot of Costcos in Chicago?
There are. At least in the, like, well, some in the city, but also some, a lot in the surrounding areas. They have, I don't know, they're very popular. People like them.
More like Chicostco.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Chicago by Sufjan Stevens.
Wait, what if we queued it up, though?
I feel like that kind of fits our theme, shit, actually.
I just...
Oh, no. Hey,
whoa.
You can't say that.
Sorry.
Okay, wait. Do you want to talk about our theme for today, Annika, that you came up with and that neither of us really stuck with?
Wait, quickly, though. I feel like Sam's Club and BJ's are more of a New York thing.
Definitely BJ's. I've never been
What's
to
that?
Sam's Club. What's BJ's?
Yeah.
It's like Costco.
That's imagine Costco but in New York.
Yes, Sam's Club is like.
What makes it New York like identifying like?
Just because we know it.
We just if Annika and I both know something, then
it means it's
New York.
From New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hope this clears things up.
Any Wow, they're really getting yeah, into it.
You guys must be able to hear this. Like, there's no way.
I feel like you can hear it through the headphones. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's get into the theme since we're already a quarter of the way through the show. I sent a bunch of gibberish to Eliza via text the other day.
It was a bit difficult to decipher.
I was like waiting outside of my Spanish class and I had this idea, but it wasn't like I didn't know how to convey it in words yet. And I was like, what if we did a show where we played music that was like if we weren't us?
Which makes no sense.
But I can't explain it better. It was like, then we kind of arrived at like, what if we had like a persona? Like, I'm an 80-year-old fisherman. Ooh. What kind of music would I listen to? But then neither of us stuck to that.
Not really.
So I don't really even know. I don't know what you chose or what your reasoning is. But I picked songs that were like, if this is so silly, like, I don't know, just ideas of a different life.
All right, I just kind of did songs I've been listening to a lot recently, but maybe I can like develop a persona around them.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll find out. Okay, we can play the first one of Faye Webster song that we played, In a Good Way. That was my pick, so we can do one of Annika's now. Would you like to
Can I say something first?
Yeah.
This is Concerto in D Minor. I can't finish reading the rest of it, but it's by Bach. Okay. And I chose this because it is one of the songs in the soundtrack of the movie Persona. Since we were kind of doing a Persona-themed episode, I thought I would do that. So I will read a quote now.
Yes.
Let's see if we have an interesting one. Nothing, but I don't know. let's find a good quote.
What are you? You don't have a
quote. The important thing is the effort, not what we achieve. Well, I would say that's pretty good for our show right now because
we're certainly putting in an effort.
I wonder whether your madness isn't the worst kind.
These are from the movie?
Yeah.
All right. That's nice.
All the anxiety we bear with us, all our thwarted dreams, the incomprehensible cruelty, our fear of extinction, the painful insight into our earthly condition have slowly eroded our hope of an otherworldly salvation. Let's get into the song.
Let's get into the music.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that was High School Lover by Air. And right before that was Concerto in D Minor, right? That was the one. Yeah, Concerto in D Minor by Bach.
Yas.
Yas.
Okay, next up, we are listening to If I Were by Vashti Bunyan.
Any thoughts on Vashti Bunyan from the audience?
I like Vashti Bunyan. I like Vashti. Yo, who else likes music?
Who among us? Vashti Bunyan was like one of my favorite artists last year around wintertime. I feel like she's very suitable for wintertime.
I agree.
So this is preparing for the transition. No, I guess we're still pretty deep in autumn. We have until at least like mid-November.
This is like peak autumn.
Peak autumn.
It's okay. Like
peak autumn.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. That's so real. Okay. Any other thoughts on Vashti Bunyan?
I don't have anything insightful to say. I'll be honest.
That's fair. Spencer?
She's just cool. I don't know.
That's our take on the matter. Vashti Bunyan's cool. Okay, this is If I Were.
I wonder if you got home.
Alrighty, that was Right Side of My Neck by the Faye Webster. Everybody's favorite. Actually, she's really good.
Why is that having to do with your persona?
Oh, the persona that I developed for myself?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so after hearing Annika's theme, I was immediately like, oh, I know what persona I'm going to adopt. A guy who's really into Faye Webster. Wait, that would have been awesome if I'd like exclusively played Faye Webster songs.
If you
songs.
Stuck to that, that would be really
good. Wait,
go back?
No, it's fine. I don't know. These are all... I've been trying to listen to songs that make me feel
Start
calm.
The hour again.
Start the... Yeah.
If I could turn back time... No?
Oh. No, keep going.
Is it... Wait, are you singing that
Jake,
Nine Inch Nails
wait,
song?
Come in. Come into the studio. Come into the studio. Yeah. No, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, wait, you're doing If I Could Turn Back Time.
Sorry, I don't want to take over this broadcast.
Yeah, you
do. Hi, Jake. Wow, it's like a whole party in
Hello,
here.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hello, Manford.
Hi. Hi, Jake's parents.
What?
What's your show called?
Jake's.
Confessions of a Freak.
Confessions of a Freak.
Yeah, you have to confess.
I'm not a freak, though.
Oh. Get out of the studio.
Okay. Well, I don't want to intrude. Enjoy.
I'm sure you're playing some great tunes.
No.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Ouch. Wow, this studio is really not soundproofed at all. Oh my god, this show
car.
The show is going a bit off the rails.
Who else likes cars? Sorry, play music.
Oh my gosh, that got me.
Okay.
I actually don't like cars. I don't have my driver's license.
Me neither. I just
wait.
Have
do you not?
I have a learner's permit.
Are you serious?
And then I just never took the test.
Did I not know this about you?
No, we've talked about this. We have, like, the same situation, right?
Where we never learned how to drive.
Did you do
that's
driver's
the situation?
Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's
then
so
I just
slay.
I didn't sign up for a test. Oh, and then I applied for everything in Massachusetts. Now I have a Massachusetts permit and a New York permit.
Really?
But whoa. No license in either state.
That's awesome. Wait, you should get a Connecticut permit now, because that's where your mom
God,
is, right?
Yeah.
That would be so funny
permits.
If you got, like, a bunch of permits for a bunch wait. Of different states.
Can I do that?
I don't know.
I don't know if, like,
what
my...
do you... Sorry.
What's up?
What do you use for your ID? Do you?
I think my permit like is pretty like valid looking.
What do people who don't have a permit use for their self-identification with the government? Passport, I guess.
Passport,
birth certificate, social security,
SSN.
Number, SSN. I mean, what
student
do you need?
ID.
What do you need an ID for? But when you're under.
Yeah.
Or no, I guess you could
still.
Just never get a permit, no matter how old you
oh,
are.
Oh, I use, like, my lease some like as proof of residence.
Or to, like, work and stuff.
Interesting. Wait, do you have a license?
Bills?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. You know what? Whatever. I don't even care, man. It's like,
no,
yeah.
Cars suck. I mean, like, okay,
wait,
like... no, cars are, like, cool from the opinion of, like, a five-year-old who, like, wants to know all the models. Like, that's cool. If you're, like, that little kid, good for you. But, like, public transportation is good, and we all know this, and it's been said a million times. So, like, who cares, you know?
So real.
Did you guys play with Hess trucks?
What?
Hess trucks?
Oh, like, toy? Like, no,
yeah.
I don't think I ever really played with toy trucks or cars.
There's some really... There's, like, a very dark... PSA in here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was a dark history behind Hess trucks.
No.
I like Hess trucks.
Are you going to do a PSA?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Yay!
This is a new one. I haven't seen this. Autumn. Maybe this isn't new. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Bravo! Yay!
I didn't even know it had the word car in it. I wanted to do a car thing initially, and then it just happened.
This is great radio.
Hey, hey.
Oh, Spencer's doing an ASMR moment?
No, I just wanted to check out if it actually alters the side
wait,
of the...
Wait, does
year.
It?
I don't
this
think
is
so.
On the left side? This is yeah no,
no.
There's nothing about this that I feel like would indicate that.
Should we get back into?
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Here's what I was thinking about the Vashti Bunyan song. I feel like if oh my god,
what were you thinking?
Like if I were you know sort of like a, it's like a hypothetical, you know if I were a different person,
mm-hmm.
So that's where
if you were a different person, you would be Vashti Bunyan?
Or no, no, just the Vashti. Lyrics of the song. Oh, like, okay. If I were to go away.
That's what it's asking. So it's about, like, love. It's like if... Oh. Yeah. It's like... I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
What? Oh my gosh. It's oh my about, god.
It's about... Yeah, kicking me out of the studio. I don't care. It's about love. Like, if I were to go away...
Oh, now my mom's listening.
Oh, hey, what's up? Your daughter is on the radio right now.
Telling lies about... Telling lies.
Yeah.
Okay, but title-wise... Yes.
Yeah.
Poses a hypothetical.
Sorry.
It's so real. Okay.
I haven't interacted with people in 5 days.
Spencer does...
It's been a rough time.
Spencer goes one show without his co-host and loses his mind.
It's true.
Wow. Okay. What do we have up next? Oh.
Did you... Wait, Eliza. Did we not have a conversation about this? Did you read In Cold Blood?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I listened to an audiobook of it.
Okay. I remember when we read it in high school, and there was a part where I think Perry, is that the guy's
I
name?
I don't remember much
one
about
of,
that
one book. Of the murderers, I had to do that, but one of the murderers, like, is correcting somebody's grammar, and he's like, it's not if I was, it's if I were. And really ever since I read that book, I always remember it.
If I've learned anything from In Cold Blood,
no, actually, <it's laughs> this is my biggest takeaway.
I think that's really powerful. Mm. Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
No, I don't okay. have it.
Next up, we have a pick of Annika's. Would you like to introduce it?
Wait, what was my pick?
Oh, you already... Okay, it's been a while since we decided. It's Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Sorry, you know, the time just really passes. We've had people and, like, we've had guests.
It's been a bit of a chaotic show.
Yeah. I feel like every time I listen to the... Okay, this is Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. Every time I listen to this song, it's like I'm projecting, like, myself in the future. Like, maybe in my 20s or 30s, life is a little bit more stable, living in a bigger city, reflecting on things. This is how I imagine myself listening
to it. Did you tweet about this one time?
I don't think so.
Fabricated memory.
Huh.
Sorry, Spencer.
Maybe.
All right, well.
Who knows?
Maybe now is the time to start drafting.
If I did tweet. If I were to tweet.
Yeah.
If you tweet in a forest, does it...
Yeah. Okay, so real. This is Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Some plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made a way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly. Days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the hours. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. In Santa Barbara, Hannah cried and missed those freezing beaches. I walked into town to buy some kindling for the fire. Hannah tore the New York Times up into pieces. damn it, Hannah. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. Thank you.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Alrighty, that was Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash, live from the Quentin State Prison, I think it said. That's interesting.
Live from, wait, let me see. live from,
I think it was.
Yeah, San Quentin State Prison.
Oh, Quentin State
Prison. Yeah, classic pick. I listened to a lot of Johnny Cash growing up.
That's interesting. Were you ever interested in becoming a cowboy?
Sure. Don't we all think about it?
Yeah, I actually have a cowboy playlist.
Wait,
we did a cowboy episode one time.
We did. That was really fun.
Hey, Spencer, what's up?
It's bed music.
Bed music?
Yeah, it's like what you play under when you're talking.
Oh, actually, yeah. I like that. Okay, keep it up. Spencer, this is Percussive Stylings by Spencer on the microphone. Yeah, on like the bands holding the microphone together. So while that continues playing, Johnny Cash.
He's a really cool, interesting person. And I don't know, I think that like it's such a specific like plot of a song. My mom says, she is texting, Johnny played for the prisoners there and identified with them. This is true. He, like, did, like, concerts at, I don't know how many, like, or if it was just San Quentin State Prison, but that's, like, she says San Quentin Prison. It's, like, pretty rare, I feel like, that musicians would, like, go out of their way to do that.
To perform at a prison, yeah. No, it's sick.
Yeah. Imagine if you were a boy named Sue.
That's the persona, is Sue. Boy named
Sue. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Next up, we have I'll See You in My Dreams by Django Reinhardt. I'm a big Django Reinhardt fan.
So is my mom.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I love him. I listen to him a lot. I want to say, like, over, like, beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of stopped, but now I'm on the grind again. He goes well with Faye Webster. This is my persona's my persona's evolving. I'm no longer a guy who's really into Faye Webster. I'm now a guy who's really into Faye Webster and also dabbles with Django Reinhardt.
Dabble. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear this dabbling.
Okie doke. This is I'll See You in My Dreams by Django Reinhardt. Would you like to play us out, Spencer? Please enjoy.
Come down.
Alrighty, that was St. Ide's Heaven by Elliot Smith. Spencer, do you have something you'd like to share with the group that you said?
Yeah, he said something very controversial.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah, but you meant
but you
it.
Must confess.
Last night, everybody was trying to, like, flay me because I was, like, messing around about... Well, it's partially my opinion, but I think I took it too far, but I was really, like, hating on Taylor Swift. Like, really hard. And
I don't feel very strongly about her.
I've seen, like, some screenshots of the lyrics from her new album, and oof, it's bad.
Really?
Everybody's a sexy baby.
Wait, what?
What's another one? It's, like, cat eyeliner, sharp enough to cut a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that sounds great. No, have you ever... But you know her song, Back to December?
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
Her song? What?
That's
are you going to
so
hate
good.
On that song?
No,
oh, okay, good.
I was about to say that's like her best song.
I was about to be really offended. That's like maybe one of the best songs of all time.
I think it's her best song.
You know I have a Taylor Swift Death Grips playlist.
I remember.
And the Taylor Swift songs on it are bangers.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't allow them on it otherwise.
Should we...
Station ID moment?
Yeah.
Wait, can we say it all together?
Okay. 1, 2, 3...
This is Confessions of a Freak,
and you are listening to 91.5
WMFO,
Tufts,
Medford Tufts,
Freeform Radio.
Yay. Keep it in freeform.
This is like, you know the SNL skit with like Fred Armisen and what's her face?
No.
And they would like make up songs in the moment, but like based on the word as like the person singing
and
it.
Sing it along together.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. We're just like them. We should go on SNL.
Yeah, let's make a song.
Good idea. Any final
hi Hannah.
Final thoughts, parting words.
Yo, did you know Hannah is on a family plan?
Oh wait, no, it's Sofia Costa.
Oh,
different person.
I'm
wow,
realizing.
I almost lied on air.
That was really close. Okay, anyways, what Spencer Sorry. Said was that Alex G is just the better Elliot Smith.
No.
And that's all we have time for today,
yeah.
So thank you everyone
for
tuning
that.
In.
Wait, also my mom wants the people to know that in 1928, at age 18, Django Reinhardt lost the use of his third and fourth fingers on his left hand in a caravan fire, forcing him to abandon both the violin and banjo and concentrate on the guitar, playing solos with only his index and second finger. Bye, guys.
God bless him. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. See you later. See you in 2 weeks from
Good
now. And Spencer
freaks.
Will see you in a week because whatever. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.